Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a beer shandy.
Cheers. Offer to Mulva.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
All right.
You all right?
We doing all right?
I'm good, thank you. Are you?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Racing.
Oh, yeah.
More?
Panto.
More racing? Well, no. Nativity.
Your buttons.
Nativity, so, yeah. Going well, though.
Oh. Were you Jesus?
What? No, I'm not.
You're not one of wise men.
I'm definitely not a wise man.
He's not one of them.
Mary.
Are you the baby?
I cannot.
You mean Jesus?
Yeah.
You'll have to come and find out. Mark, you'll have to come and find out.
Okay.
Are you coming to find out?
I might do, yeah.
I've got my tickets, Rob.
Have you, Mark?
Wait, yes.
Oh, see, two of them have got them, Mark. Yeah. It's just up to you now.
Yeah. So no,
I bought tickets for cinema on the same night. We're going to go and watch a film.
The nativity of the film.
Yeah. You been up to it, Mark?
Me?
Yes, you.
No. Well, kind of. I'm always busy, you know, mate. But
busy.
News, I've like, sort of been watching, listening to news and reading about news.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's really busy, isn't it?
I wish I was self-employed.
I know. Don't get him started again.
Don't get him started again. There was so much I wanted to say and I forgot about it.
And mine's just too busy, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, it is.
I forgot.
And
don't worry about it. The way that these things are written, we'll come back to it in a minute and it'll become the topic of conversation.
And what about you, Mark? What are you up to?
Yeah, what have I been doing this week? Oh, my birthday.
No, because you sure what they've been up to.
Oh, my birthday. And so...
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
No, thank you very much. So a few drinks, as I do. You know,
a few drinks, yeah.
Look at the shock on all of his faces.
Yeah, I celebrate. Ellen, she spoiled me all the time. She was just running around after me and cooking and everything else. And she did me a really nice, like, pre-birthday tea the Thursday night. Before my birthday on Friday.
Oh, right, okay.
So we're like, ooh, she brought some drinks and everything else, and she cooked this nice meal, and we had dolphin was potatoes.
Dolphin was.
Did you say dolphin?
Dolphin was potatoes.
Why, is what that, is it, Mark?
Is that a thing?
What is it?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
You must have heard of them.
What dolphin
style of potatoes?
What dolphin?
Well, they're not called dolphin.
Dolphin was, isn't it?
What are they?
It can't go now.
No.
Oh,
it's dolphin was.
Dolphin what? What are they? Don't say potatoes.
They are potatoes.
Don't say potatoes.
Nothing to do with dolphin was.
What? I still don't know what they are.
It's sliced potato in a creamy bechamel sauce.
That's it.
Just a creamy sauce.
Yeah.
So potatoes in creamy sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say that then.
Yeah, but the dauphin was.
Yeah.
But there's certainly no dolphins in it, mate.
Right.
Dolphin was potatoes. They were nice.
I just thought you were taking Mickey.
No. And then we went to... have you ever heard of this? Nottingham Goose Fair?
No.
I haven't. No.
Well,
I've heard of Nottingham.
Ellen suggested it and we're like, we are not getting any geese. Because I know what she's like with animals. We'll come back with some geese.
Yeah.
And they won't be stuffed or out like that. We'll have to feed them and everything.
What they're called.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it turns out it's a massive travelling fun fair. And they reckon it's one of the biggest in Europe. So we went there on Saturday. And
were it good?
It was massive.
Were it?
It was good. But I absolutely bricked myself because I don't. Do you ever go on fair rides?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Were they a ghost train, Mark? Is that
there? Ghost trains, and obviously, I'm going nowhere near them. But there were one. Excuse me. Have you ever heard of a ride called Freak Out?
No.
You'll have seen it. It's quite a popular ride. So basically, it's like a massive pendulum, and so you sat at the bottom of it, facing the outside, all the way around, and it swings backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
Do you mean a pirate ship?
No, you sit on the outside of it, on the bottom.
Like a circle.
Yeah, so your feet are dangling, facing the outside, and you sat all the way around the perimeter of this pendulum.
Oh, right, okay.
And it swings backwards and forwards really, really high.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, I've been on one, I've been on a few of them.
Does it turn as well?
Yes.
And swings.
That's what you mean.
Yeah, anyway, okay. So, been on it loads of times. It weren't called, this one weren't called Freak Out, but I looked at it, I thought, oh, yeah, it's same as Freak Out. Yes, Darcy says, Dad, should we go on this? Yep, no problem, but if we're going on it, hands up. You know, we're not holding on to you know the
strain
that comes down. Yeah. So we got on it. Right, come on, hands up. So we got his hands up. We're swinging up up and down.
And you'd been drinking at this point, Mark?
No, I drove to Nottingham. Not a responsible thing to do.
Okay.
But driving is, but anyway. So literally, we're swinging up and down. And I knew it went up and over the top, this one. It's not one that just went up high and then swung back. It went over, which I was fine with, because I thought, do you know what? It is what it is. And I don't mind it. So we were doing
what
it.
What could be safer than something that was put up in a day? Eh?
Exactly. So anyway, so it went up and down, then it went over. Yay! Swinging back round. Then we went up again, and then this voice came over at Tannoy, and it just said, "Release the brakes." And I was like, what's all that about? Then I just felt the seat that we were sat in, like, just gave way.
What?
And so we were sat upright, but then these seats were no longer fixed. They were fixed, but they weren't, like, rigid. They were, like, they swung as well.
Ah, okay.
So they went upside down themselves as this was going upside down themselves.
No.
Honestly, so 1 minute I got my hands up like, yeah, next thing, we come flying down towards the ground, and the way that the seat had sort of rotated towards the floor, I jerked forward, looked like I was going to smash my face into the ground as it swung up. My glasses nearly came off my face, and I spent the rest of the ride with my hand over in front of my face so my glasses didn't come off.
Wow.
I went a right angle after that.
Yeah, that's not for me.
So, yeah, so that was eventful. But, yeah.
It sounds eventful.
Yeah.
Good fun, though.
Oh, absolutely. Darcy loved it. She went on... Well, we went on two more rides after that, but then I couldn't go anything else because I felt absolutely...
It only takes one ride, doesn't it, to knock the back out of you a little bit, and you'd be like... Oh,
well, that was the first one we went on. Then we went on this... It's called the Something Mouse or something, and it's like a waltzer roller coaster. So you're, like, sitting in a waltzer car... Right. Going around a roller, and it's not a massive roller coaster, but as you hit the corner, the seat spins. The seat spins.
They've got one at Alton Towers, which is Sonic. I think it's pinball. Sonic pinball.
Oh, spinball. Yeah. Okay. Like that, I'm with you.
So we went on that one next, and then we went on the actual waltzer. And Darcy kept egging the guy onto spinners really fast, and I could just feel my dinner coming up, and I was like, I can't go on anything else. It was just getting old. But yeah, so that were.
And did you get any geese?
No, there were no geese.
That's the question.
No geese.
Rob once lost his glasses on a ride.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
How long had we been there? A day.
Yeah.
It was the first day we went at parks.
What park was it? We were in Disney World.
Magic Kingdom, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First ride we went on.
Splash Mountain, I believe.
It was.
Yeah. Was that a log flume?
Pretty much. It's quite a big one, though. It is quite a big one.
I had my glasses on when we started it. And then there's a photograph. You know when it takes a photo just as you're going down?
Yeah.
My photos were on at top, and at the bottom they were gone.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, bear in mind, we're away in America for 14, wait, maybe 15 days.
Yeah, 14 nights. Yeah, 15 days.
So we're away for quite a time. This was the first day. I'd only got one pair of glasses with me.
Walking around like Mr. Magoo for the rest of your holiday.
Well, the only thing I had with me with lenses in were my sunglasses.
Prescription sunglasses.
So I spent the next...
Walking around like Ray Charles.
I think it were 8 days I spent with my sunglasses on. Even in the rides that were pitch black, I'd got sunglasses on.
Nighttime restaurants.
Yeah, everything. I had sunglasses. I had to get the brother-in-law to post me out more glasses, which arrived the day before... Well, the day we left the hotel, didn't we, to go to a different hotel.
I have got to say, if you get a chance to look on... they're on YouTube, this ride... Just so that you can get an idea, because I'm trying to explain it, and obviously it's not probably the best explained.
I know exactly what you mean. I just didn't know the name. But
it's called Atmosphere, but it's spelled Atmos as in A-T-M-O-S, and then F-E-A-R.
Fears.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like what they did there.
But I wish we'd have gone at night, actually, because when I look back at the video, we went in during day, and when we looked at the videos, and when you look on YouTube for Nottingham Goose Fair, and they've got lasers and smoke and lights and everything. It looks incredible.
Wow.
Anyway, so we're going to the Hull Fair this weekend.
To do it all over again.
Well, apparently, they said that Nottingham was the largest travelling fun fair in Europe. But I went past a sign the other day that said Hull is the biggest travelling fun fair in Europe.
They'll probably all claim to be.
But I am not going.
I mean, who's going to sort of question it? They're not going to turn up and go, "No, this is not big. I'm going." Are they? They can make any old claim.
I know.
I have heard of Hull Fair. It's supposed to be a big one, so
yeah. You know. So that should be fun if the weather's okay.
Well, thanks for the invite.
You're busy rehearsing. Mark's busy watching news.
That is very true.
Kurt's busy watching invite.
Kurt's busy. Yeah, Kurt got an invite and he probably won't come anyway.
Busy boy. What can I say?
What can you say?
So you had a good birthday?
Yeah, it was lovely, thank you.
Good. I love the fact that you started it with saying, you know, Helen running around after me and cooking me food and stuff like that. What you mean, like every other day of the
normal
year?
Day. Yeah.
Every day's your birthday.
I know.
I've got some exciting news. Has anyone seen the news update?
Mark has.
Mark's
been busy at work.
I've been busy at work reading news. Yeah. So have you seen what
on CFAX?
Have you seen what they've called the latest storm that's about to hit the UK?
No.
Primark?
Dave? No.
Storm.
It'd be a good start. Storm Primark?
Storm? No. Why would it be Primark?
I don't know.
I thought, say, why Primark?
Why any other guess? What would you guess?
Well, I don't know, but what? Not Primark. Storm Anthony. It's normally the name of a person.
It can't be Anthony because it goes in alphabetical order.
It does.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Well, I never knew that.
And it's different country, different Met officers around the world. They get a chance to name it.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Go on then. What's it called?
Storm Kirk.
Oh, here we go.
You look really excited.
No doubt
yourself.
It'll be late.
Yeah.
Or it won't even turn up.
Yeah, and full of hot air.
Yeah. It's going to be a big storm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, but no, it's first time I've seen a storm named after, you know. I can't even get one of them key rings with my name on or whatever, never mind.
I'm pretty sure there's never been a storm Rob. Has there been a storm Mark?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
If there were, though, it'd be a tornado.
Oh, it would.
Chaos.
Yeah. Absolute chaos.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for you, Kirk.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm looking forward to seeing out when Storm Kirk turns out like.
Over the next couple of days, apparently.
All right. So next Thursday, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, talking about news, while we're talking about news and storms and stuff, anybody heard this story about this cruise ship? In Belfast, I think it were.
Cruise ship? Yes, I have actually.
You heard it,
right? Yeah.
Yes, the one that's been stranded there a while.
Yeah. What a story. Have you not heard about it, Mark?
No.
So this cruise ship, right, I don't think it's a particular big one, but it's a 3-year cruise ship that you go on.
Three years,
yeah. So all these people are very wealthy. And the idea is that you sort of buy... A room, a cabin on this cruise ship.
Almost like your little apartment.
Yeah, yeah. And the prices range from $90,000 up to $800,000.
What?
$899.
Thank you for $1 out. And,
you were $99 out. $99,000 out.
$99 out.
You were $99,000 out.
I don't think it matters.
Does it? What did I say?
$800.
Yeah, that's how much they're going up to, aren't they?
No, 899,000.
Okay. So anyway, I'm working out if I could afford one. So it should have departed in May of this year from Belfast, Mark.
Right.
And it got delayed for whatever reason. And all these passengers are like chilled out, aren't they?
They're already on it.
Yeah, they're already on it.
And it's not set off yet?
No.
No.
And it's a 3-year tour.
Yeah.
And weren't it, did I see an update the other day where they thought they'd fixed it, whatever the problem were?
Yeah.
And it set off.
It set off.
And then within hours it had to turn back around and come back.
Yeah.
And
it's not even docked now, is it? It's at tender.
Is it?
They've just dropped anchor, yeah.
Have they?
Really close to
the
coast.
I mean, the bizarre thing, the reason why it's had to come back, and I thought, probably engines and, you know, it's some paperwork they've not filled out right.
Really?
What? They've had up since May to do all this paperwork. I mean, what?
But and the thing is, I remember when I was thinking, I'd be fuming.
I know.
I'd be fuming. I'd missed 3 days of my holiday. Then I realised, it's 3 years. They're not really missing an awful lot.
Where is it bound for?
I don't know.
France is the first destination.
I think it's just going around the world.
I was going to say, it's going to go everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Probably
by
twice.
By all accounts, I wouldn't want to be going anywhere if all the way around the world by boat at the minute, would you? All the way around the world?
Well, it's probably not going to go...
And you're going to pass like some choppy areas that's a little bit fractious at the minute.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't think they're going to...
That's why they've turned around. We best not go that way.
I don't think it's
going to reset the sat-nav, Jim.
I don't think it's going down Gaza Strip rope like that. You know what I mean?
It's not going through a desert.
No. Well, it is. There is a sea coast, isn't there, to Gaza Strip?
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't think it's going anywhere like that.
No.
Is it going through a channel? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nope. Oh, no.
Ooh, look at these fireworks.
No. Although the way things are going at the minute, there's not many places they can go.
No.
You know, can't go that way, can't go that way, can't go that way.
No.
It's all a bit of a shit show at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah.
How much news have you actually been watching, Mark?
Well, I don't watch a lot of it. I tend to have it on a website, on BBC News, as I'm doing my work. I don't tend to watch TV much, so...
I must admit, I don't watch much news. In fact, I don't watch any. I try to avoid it.
You're sounding like me.
You know, you get the breaking news notifications on your phone, BBC News. That's where I get the news from. I'll tend to click on it, see what it is. But then I end up doom-scrolling, going through other news. Yeah. And that's when you find out the more interesting news, I think.
Yeah. Have you got any news stories that you've seen?
There were a couple of things recently, literally, I think yesterday, that I'd noticed.
Can you remember them offhand?
No.
No, he's got his phone out.
No, but if you give me a second, I'll quickly research it. One of them was, it was the fierce, I think the title was something like The Fierce... I can't remember exactly, but it was basically about shipwrecks. There's a shipwreck. Hold on, let me just find it. I've got it on here somewhere.
Are you going to say there's more shipwrecks than there are ships?
No. I've got it. So it read this. A Spanish galleon, the San Jose, was sunk by the British off the coast of Colombia more than 300 years ago. It had a cargo of gold, silver and emeralds worth billions of dollars. But years after it was discovered, a debate still rages over who owns that treasure and what should be done with the wreck. If you go down, it says the Colombian government says it wants to raise the remains of the vessel and put it in a museum. Treasure hunters point to the commercial value of the cargo, which could be as much as $18
billion. Wow.
$18
billion. So let's trust the Colombians with that.
Yeah.
yeah.
So the debate is whether they should leave it where it is or they should raise it and put it in a museum.
What's on it? Loads of prescription glasses for Keir Starmer.
Yeah. I think the argument against it is that over 600 people drowned when that ship went down, so they're saying just leave it be, sort of thing. Mm. But yeah, that was one that I read. A few more. I'm not bothering with them. In fact, I'll scroll through while you're talking.
There's another story. So BBC are doing an interview with Boris Johnson. So his first interview since on mainstream TV, and you know, obviously they prep for interviews, don't they? You know, it's Laura Koonsberg that's doing it. And
what's she called?
Laura Koonsberg.
Okay.
I have to think about it when I say her name. I don't mean Laura, by the way. I mean her surname. And anyway, apparently, she on the day of the interview that it was recording with BBC, she sent the, what do you call them? Case study notes/questions.
Right.
That they obviously banter about backwards and forwards. They actually sent them to him on the day of the interview. So they've had to cancel the interview because obviously it sort of got prior warning of what the questions would be. So they've had to cancel it, and then BBC's had to reschedule all programmes around.
Think he'll come back, Boris? In mainstream, like big
mainstream. Well, never say no, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to say I don't think it would have made an ounce of difference in having the case study notes before. Well, he still wouldn't have, answered them correctly.
just not read them.
But what a cock up to do. I mean,
anyone would think it was his idea.
Do you think he'll come back then?
With the way politics is going, anything's bloody possible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the thing is that I think it's, as it stands at the moment, whoever gets the leadership of the Conservatives is just like a dead duck, aren't they? They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, they're just treading water, aren't they?
Absolutely. And then I think when it comes to the next election, they've got to find somebody that can try and challenge Labour. And that's if Labour don't
implode.
Keep doing what they are doing and imploding.
I mean, said on a politics one that we did for election, you know what I was saying about that? I'm fed up with politics being about, you know, the leaders and, you know, party politics type of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this is right or wrong with, you know, Keir Starmer with his own gifts. That's not what I'm talking about. But it's all the news. I want to know about policies. I want to know what they're doing with NHS. I want to know what they're doing with, you know, with immigration. I don't want to know about his glasses or Taylor Swift concert. And again, news is obsessed about going down this road of, you know, again, it don't matter if it's right or wrong. It's just dirty laundry all the time.
There's no substance.
And it's like, I'm sure listeners who are listening are going, we want to know about policies.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's particularly Labour that's, you know, they want to get away from that and talk about policies, but it doesn't matter who's in power. They just, it's just infuriating, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, did you know that they are to extend the suspicious payment thing with the banks? So now, at the minute, they can put a hold on your payment. They're extending it to 4 days. So at the minute, if you make a pay, if you went to pay for something and they thought it was suspicious,
the Labour Party.
No. I was right confused. I was just about to mention something about politics, and Rob jumped in. I thought, oh, I'll see what Rob's going to say. Basically, what Rob's doing is completely changing the subject.
Oh, sorry.
So not a problem, Rob. What the hell are you on about?
So
I kind of know what he's on about.
But banks have announced.
So is this one of them situations where you've just read something and now you've got to say it?
Yesterday when I was reading things, this was one that I actually remembered.
All right.
That banks are putting a 4-day hold on suspicious payments. So at the minute, if you make a payment for something and they think it's suspicious, they can hold the payment up to the next working business day. Then they have to either decline it or accept it.
Right. Yeah.
Now, they're changing that at the end of this month for 4 days. So when at the minute, the pace at which we work, if I pay for something, I want to know whether it's declined or not declined now. I don't want to wait.
So if it's suspicious, they'll hold it for 4 days.
4 days.
Do you get a notification on your phone and it says, it's caught in a trap?
Mark's jokes don't get any better than this.
They really are.
I mean, Kurt loves him. He's lapping him up.
I do.
Don't encourage him.
I just feel sorry for him.
thanks. The thing is, though, that talking about the banks one, obviously, have you heard the thing regards to fraud? And similar story. So, like with fraud at minute, that banks, if you've sent a scam payment, banks must refund you within, I think, is it 4 days? Five days they must refund you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
If you can show that you haven't been negligent, or just if it's a scam full stop?
If it's a scam full stop, my understanding. Which is, to me, that's a bit dangerous, because the scammers then could turn that on its head, couldn't they? Could turn it around. You could be a scammer going, well, I'll just set him a bank that I've sent it to Dave or whatever.
Well,
and
it's
I'll,
not just that.
I don't
just
think it'll be straightforward.
If you know that...
You could turn it around.
I get what you mean, but for me, if you don't have to take any responsibility for it, then do you become more
lazy,
lackadaisical about it? Mm. You know, do you become more, well, it doesn't matter if I get scammed, don't matter. It's banks that are losing out. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
I know. Well, I were a bit surprised when I heard the story. Because you all do online banking on your phones, don't you?
Yeah.
So if you send a payment, it always says where you're sending it to, who you're sending it to, don't
you?
Do you know that person? Then it comes up with a warning. So there's lots of warnings in place, you know, and it's same with, like, if you set up an account for the first time, the names have got to match as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've got to match. So there's a lot of precautions there. But if you do send a payment and you are genuinely scammed, then before, banks didn't have any timescale under current law, but now they've got to, like I said, if you report it as a scam, they've got to refund you within 5 days.
Right.
That's the good news. The bad news is the limit. I don't know what the limit was. I do. The limit was. I didn't think I'd wrote it down. I don't even do gags. I'm just talking naturally. So the limit was £415,000. Was the limit.
Right.
But they've reduced that to £85,000 now.
Wow.
It's a good thing and a bad thing. So, you know.
I mean, do scammers tend to go for more than £85,000 in one hit?
Well, in the report, they were saying that £85,000, that would cover, they said, 89% of scams.
Right. So I can't imagine these romance scammers that are trying to get £80,000 out of someone for a date or a picture of Sally. Do you know what I mean?
Sally.
Picture of what, Sally?
Do you know what romance scammers is, Mark?
Is that that catfishing thing?
It is definitely catfishing, isn't it? Yeah, but they're just con artists, just pretending that they're romantically linked.
Yeah.
They make a connection with them.
There's loads of people from Nigeria reckon to marry a lonely widow or whatever.
Yeah, and they're internet.
They send them 100 grand and they go, oh.
What's that programme that you told me to watch?
Romance scams.
No, it's some of the scammers in it.
Scam interceptors.
Scam intercept. That's good.
It's really good.
That's good.
It's on joint day though. You guys won't see it.
It is on joint day. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I watch it at night.
It must be a repeat or something.
Yeah, it's on joint day.
Yeah.
There's lots of programs on joint day.
They really could call it romance in the phone.
Oh, dear.
Hey?
Oh, he's at it. Because you two sit together, it's rubbing off.
I actually thought it was quite good. I've just thought
you
of
would.
That.
Mark didn't even laugh.
Talking about he won't laugh.
I know. He doesn't know original film.
Talking about times on telly.
Yeah.
Right, you know, like, I was listening to radio the other day and somebody had written in and they said, oh, we can't read that out because it's before the watershed. And I thought, oh.
What's the watershed?
No, I know what the watershed is, but when does it finish? So you know when it starts?
Good
like
point.
9 o'clock or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah, 9
when
PM.
Does it...
It must be 3 a.m. or something like that.
It must be.
Why?
It must be.
Is that when babies...
I reckon it must be 3:16.
Why? Is that when babies
are
awake?
I know what he's saying, because obviously when you work nights, you see there's TVs in canteens.
Yeah. So and then it's boobs, no boobs.
Yeah.
After 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, you'll have a film that you know that film is above 15.
It is.
But they'll always end round about 2 a.m. They don't tend to go any later than that.
Well, it is a good question, though, Mark. I mean, because end of day, we don't know, but there will be a time it finishes.
There will?
Yeah. And it's not, is it 3 o'clock? It can't
be. And how many water tight sheds do you know?
Find out.
What?
Do you know what I mean? Where did he even get the name from? Hey, boy, let's put our water in the shed because we don't want anyone to see it after 9 o'clock. Do you know?
I mean, it's a bit old-fashioned, the watershed. I mean, I kind of like it, but it's a bit old-fashioned in the world of... You know, social media and internet.
The watershed for television in the UK is 5:30 a.m.
Oh,
well, I was going to say 6 actually, but that you know, 5:30.
So not must be 3 a.m.
No. So boobs all day long.
You went to bed early for no reason, Rob.
It couldn't have been any later than 6 a.m, could it? Because they could have started news broadcasting on.
Some right
shit coming on today.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, you know, it's like boobs, all till 5:30, and then don't see BBs come on.
How many blokes on telly at night?
Well, all right, then penises and boobs, right? And then that goes off at 5:30, and then CBeBs is on at 6.
And then Eamon Holmes comes
on.
You
know the watershed can be swearing as well, don't you? It's not just about,
but we don't swear
flashing your bits.
We don't swear on here, though. So, I can beep.
Beep.
I like the idea of the watershed, and I understand the idea of it.
I kind of like it.
But in the world that we live in, where everything is on demand...
Yeah, it's a bit pointless.
Everything is on demand. Yeah. Then it does become a bit
pointless.
Yeah,
but even if you've got Sky Movies, if you try to watch any film that's above a 12, you have to put your passcode in to get in, don't you?
Well, that's the argument that the government having against like your internet companies, saying that there should be more controls and whatever. But we'll not go down that rabbit hole because that's a bit boring, isn't it, for this episode?
So can I go back to my question that I was going to ask about politics?
Yes, sorry, mate.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right, thanks.
Yeah.
Do we think the Trump bubble's burst?
Sorry, that were me.
That was actually quite good, that. I didn't get it at first.
People would never believe this isn't scripted.
Mark just got it.
No, I got it. That weren't too bad from you, Mark. Has it burst, the bubble?
It's cost the doors half open.
I don't know. I don't think Kamala Harris coming in has helped him. Because I think if he were up against Biden, he would have won.
Yeah.
So, but now she's come along and she's appointed a VP, Vice President. President, yeah. I think it's slipping away from him a bit. Is that what you're referring to a little bit as well? Or
yeah, just how the polls have flipped in the last month, in the last 4 weeks. Yeah. Trump's gone from a 3 and 4 point lead to a 5 point drop.
It doesn't help that when he goes commenting on social media hype about people eating dogs and cats and stuff.
But the thing is, what I'm saying is he's always been like that.
Yeah.
I know, but he's... But they're just like giving him the airtime to let him hang himself.
I know, but when he does stuff like that, the more worse stuff he does, or outrageous stuff, the more of his... gets more popular.
Just, what I'm saying is, the reason why I phrased it as, do we think the bubble's burst, is because he has always been the same.
Yeah.
And he has always said these crazy things, or he's always said this, you know, not really cared about what he said. And it's always done him favour. It's always done him favour. Whereas now, literally in the last 4 weeks, he's had like an 8 point swing, which is practically unheard of in 4 weeks. You know.
Well, I put it down to this Kamala Harris and that doing
who? Kamala Harris.
I know. I hope we got a name. Kamala Harris. Because did you see the debate that they did both had? Trump and Harris.
Yes.
So like he came out of that quite bad. I didn't see it, but he came out of it quite badly.
Yeah.
Because she sort of went completely down a different road. And he didn't like that.
Oh, she absolutely knows how to press his buttons. Yeah. She absolutely knows how to totally disarm him. You know, absolutely.
And then when he came out, he were like, because he won't do another one, will he?
No, he won't do another one.
Because he didn't, because he's like, what did he say it were? He said, didn't he say it were fix or something? Or, I can't remember. Yeah, if it's something like that.
Probably. Will you be watching it? Will you be watching American Election?
Yeah, a little bit. I'll keep pace with it. Mark and Rob, because I think they're falling asleep.
Yeah, see what happens. I've taken my eye off it, to be honest, because it just becomes a bit of a pantomime, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
but, it seems to go on forever.
Oh, I was just about to say that. I mean, ours is like 2 or 3 months, and theirs is
over a period of weeks. But
well, it worked about
theirs is going
weeks.
On forever. Yeah, and it is.
It's about 18 months.
It is a bit boring now. Yeah. It was exciting when he nearly got shot, but that was about it.
He got shot.
Well, he got shot.
He nearly got shot twice.
Yeah, nearly got shot twice on golf course.
Yeah, of all things.
Yeah, that would mean right, hitting a ball from over here, sliced it.
Well, I'll be watching it. I like politics, so I'll be watching it. I'm actually away in Manchester that day, so I'll be watching it in a hotel room at night.
Yeah, we said Manchester were a fun place to go, didn't we?
Yeah,
and we'll sit in a hotel room and watch the politics on the telly.
It's because it's not until 2 o'clock in the morning, so. And I'm way too old to be still out partying at 2 o'clock in the morning, I can guarantee you that.
Oh no, I'd be face first in a kebab at that time in the morning.
Do you know what, these days, I don't know if I can be bothered to go out and get hammered.
No.
Like back in the day, I loved going out, it was such a buzz. Now I'm just like, I can't be dealing with the next day. Can't be dealing with the hangover. I don't know how you cope, Mark.
he's immune to him now.
What hangover?
Yeah. You're saying he's immune to him.
Well, if we're going backwards and forwards on topic, I want to go back a little bit. And I need to ask this question to the people of Nottingham. Because we went to Nottingham, didn't we, as I said earlier.
Did they have any geese?
No. What is the fascination with mushy peas and mint sauce? And I'm not saying with pie, just mushy peas and mint sauce.
Literally,
yes. Every food store we walk past, burgers, hot dogs, chips and everything else.
You do know you should have brought this up a couple of weeks ago in an episode.
Before I went to Nottingham and found out that that's what they sold, yeah. They had vats, I'm talking huge pans of mushy peas, and you could buy mushy peas and mint sauce in a cup.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
I love it.
What?
Are you from Nottingham?
Yeah. Well, I'm not from Nottingham, but I used to live nearer to Nottingham. And so I do know it's a thing. And I love it. I love mushy peas and mint sauce. Absolutely.
Are these like street sellers that do this?
Yeah, like burger vans. And you know, like at a fair, you get your burger vans and you get all your sort of different sort of stores that sell food, the Yorkshire pudding wraps, that sort of thing. But they were literally, everyone you went to, they also did mushy peas and mint sauce. Just that in a cup. And I'm like...
That is weird.
Yeah. Where's it... What?
Yeah, why?
I don't think it says random, but it is a little bit like if you go to Glasgow and they have macaroni cheese. It's a big thing in Scotland, or certainly in Glasgow. Macaroni
probably
cheese.
Probably a big thing in Italy as well.
It's a big thing everywhere.
It is now, but it has for a long time in Glasgow.
Yeah, but like, at least that is a meal in itself. Pasta, cheese and sauce.
You're not getting mixed up with deep-fried Mars bars.
Mushy peas and mint sauce is almost like two-thirds of a meal, you know.
Yes,
do you want pie with that? No, thank you. I just want mushy peas and mint sauce.
I suppose.
I couldn't think of anything more depressing.
Do you not have any then?
No.
Out of principle?
No, just out of respect for Ellen and Darcy having to share a car with me on the way home.
Okay.
I can think of now is Peter Kay. Have you got any pie with that gravy?
Yeah.
I know you don't say that.
Are you not moist?
I'm still baffled at the fact that Rob's idea of a weird food is macaroni cheese.
Well, it's not that it's a weird, it's the fact that...
In Glasgow, they'll batter it, won't they?
Yeah.
Battered macaroni cheese.
Mm. It's the fact that it was almost like that's something that they have in Nottingham, whereas that's something that's always been quite, I won't say synonymous with Glasgow.
Definitely not synonymous.
No. It's definitely not, but...
In fact, you're the first person I've ever heard mention it being a thing in Glasgow.
Well, it is, and it has been for years.
Has it really?
Yeah, honestly. I'd liken it to... It's a long time since I've been, but when you go, you're more often to find somewhere that's selling macaroni cheese than you are a pizza shop.
Really?
Yeah, I mean... It's probably not exactly that, but we're going back.
Well,
like,
so what I say?
You won't be surprised how many there is.
I think Rob's doubled down on this.
Yeah. Welcome to season two of In Rob's Head.
There definitely was when I went. Anyway, I was like, hold on a minute, macaroni cheese. What is this all about? And we're talking 20 odd year ago. So it's not when, like now, I get macaroni cheese is a big thing because American food's a lot bigger than it was back then. But yeah,
I must admit, and this isn't weird, as in weird food or whatever. But I had to laugh on just how ludicrous it were when I went to Bruges recently, and obviously it's in Belgium, and we went out into the city, and literally walked onto the main street, and it was literally chocolate waffles, like shops. Chocolate shop, waffle shop, chocolate shop, waffle shop, chocolate.
I mean, you can't say that any faster. Keep saying that. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
I know. But like, you know, like.
Say it again.
Obviously, chocolate shop, waffle shop, chocolate shop, waffle shop, chocolate shop, waffle shop.
Oh, you did quite well then.
but to the extreme. Like, obviously, we expected to see it in Belgium, you know. But just
when you say the extreme, with like catapulting it, aren't you?
just you could sit there and literally you could walk past maybe 6, 7, 8 shops, and all you've seen is either chocolate shops or waffle shops. And
no bars.
No.
This sounds dreadful.
And even in the bars, they sell waffles and chocolate.
Now we're talking. I love waffles and chocolate. We are pine.
But certainly not mushy peas and mint sauce.
No, not on their own.
We're talking about funny stories, so. Another funny
time you start with that.
We're talking about new stuff. Right, so have you heard this story about this Queen's horse that's got an OBE? What is all that about?
I don't know. Is it like a knee problem or?
I don't get it. What?
You won't do it. You're not a horse.
Oh. Well, these laughed.
Go on. What?
Well, that's the story.
What?
So, this horse at Queen's has got an OBE.
But you said a funny story.
That is a funny story.
Why?
Well, is it still the Queen's or is it the King's?
Well, exactly. This is why it's funny. So obviously, it used to be the Queen's horse. He's still alive, and then they're gushing about it on news. Like, listen, I've no problem with horses. I've no problem, whatever. But they were like, oh, this horse is fantastic. He's done great things. We've given it an OBE. I mean, how does a horse believe, you know, he's got an OBE? It's just trotting about.
When they pinned it on it,
no, exactly. But like we bring him out, Dave, whatever his name, I don't know. But
the Dave?
Dave, whatever, I don't know his name. But
is that the horse?
It might be a girl.
Dave were from accounting last episode.
Billy then, let's call it Billy. I mean, it might be a girl. But like, can you remember the funeral of the Queen?
And she died.
And then she just died. And the, what's it called? A procession. Yeah. Is it procession?
Yeah.
Was that where they played tambourine?
Yeah, although I don't think they were playing it at Queen's. And did you see the horse stood in the grounds of the castle? Did you just not see it?
There were lots of horses.
No, but just this particular one. It stood as in...
Stood. All of those were sat down.
If you didn't see, you don't know what I'm talking about.
If there were 400 horses, how do we know which one's Billy?
You're only watching Queen's funeral, remember? No, you should have been looking for the horse that was standing.
I'm not explaining myself very well. So
correct.
You know,
you're definitely right.
So what's that place called?
Buckingham Palace.
No. Name me a royal
Buckingham Palace.
No, another one. No, not that one. No, that one. What's the other one called?
What's the other one?
Where she went?
There's the cathedral.
Windsor Castle.
No, the one with the very long path, right, and trees either side of it.
The Mall. No, it goes down to Buckingham Palace.
No. There's
that's a long path. God,
Sandringham.
It could be Sandringham.
Isn't that in Scotland?
Yeah, it is in Scotland. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is in Scotland. I didn't say we're in London.
No, you didn't. That's a fair point.
Yeah, because she were taken to Sandringham, weren't she?
I have no idea.
Yeah, weren't she? She was taken up
where? Where was she taken?
Sandringham.
Yeah.
Sandringham. Don't get me to say words I can't say. I'm sure she went
to Sandringham's.
Oh, I know Sandra.
she were taken up. Was she taken up there?
I have no idea where she was taken.
Anyway, this horse.
she was taken up there.
Back to Billy.
Right, she was taken up there, and I said there's lots of horses, and there were people stood on either side. It was raining, in fact, can't you remember?
Where? In Scotland. Oh, there's a surprise. It was raining. The old lad sloppy macaroni and then, cheese.
As they got into past the sort of gates, the sort of car park gates.
Gates of heaven.
Well, not car park, but they were, you know.
Car park.
You know, as they got through there, she were.
This barrier won't go up. Take a ticket.
Did you not watch it at the funeral or what? And then as they went in, there were no, obviously, crowds then.
There were no crowds.
No, not in the grounds of.
There was just a horse. Just,
and this, and a queen's horse was. I'm going to say sat. It weren't sat. It was stood up. It was on its legs, all four legs. And there were a trainer stood there.
A trainer.
Not a shoe.
Like an Adidas.
No, not a shoe. I knew you were going to sell that. The horse trainer, right, was stood with horse. I'm not even giving.
Okay, gonna pass out in a minute. Breathe. You know,
it's a very funny story.
Well, it weren't that funny.
You realise that the Queen died, don't you?
It weren't that funny, really. But the funny bit to me is the horse getting an OB, not this story I'm telling you. So this horse is there with trainer, and.
It don't even fit.
What's so funny?
Sorry, go on.
His trainers like that. I'm a size 7.
Also stood on all four legs in trainers. Got you. Go on.
No, stood with his trainer.
Yeah.
And they've got, and I think there were another bloke with some corgis there.
Right.
Queen's corgis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And Hugh Edwards were commentating. We'll not go there. He was commentating. He's going, you know, in his softly voices going, oh yeah, that's the Queen's horse, favourite horse, whatever his name is. I can't remember the name. Oh, corgis are there. Blah blah blah. That's the horse that we're talking about. And this horse, right, in this OBE story that I'm telling you about, on the news, they're gushing about this horse going, yeah, it's always favourite horse. It's always, we always pick him out for Jubilee. We always pick him out for this and for that. And, you know, Trooping the Colour, you know, as if this horse is like fantastic. And I'm like, it's just an horse. It's the same other horse. But because
it's a very special horse because it's already survived this story.
So because of that, they've given it an OBE, and I'm like,
so
that's the story.
So the serious question
right,
is to
okay.
It, is because you seem to have an issue with the fact that the horse has got an OBE.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah,
do you not believe in awarding animals anything? So like these like police dogs that have been given medals of bravery, or you know, these dogs that are in the army, or horses that have been in the army that have been awarded medals and stuff. Do you think that's all that we shouldn't do that either?
No, because they don't know. I mean, reward it with a biscuit or something. but because. Because it's going to go, a biscuit, yum yum, and eat it.
It'll go like that. You're having a laugh.
But, you know, getting an award, it's...
A biscuit?
But a biscuit?
What? Horses like that. You do know I've got Crohn's, don't you?
Four carrots then, you know, whatever. Sugar cubes.
Sugar cubes.
But, I mean, an OBE is going
to
go...
Has it been to dentist?
What's this? Well, it doesn't mean anything to it, does it? I mean, no. Does it?
Poor Billy.
So to me, it's more about these people giving the award because the horses are completely oblivious to it. It's not going to perform better at next, you know, King's funeral. It's not going to go, oh yeah, fantastic, I've got an award, I've got to be really good. He don't know, does he? Don't know anything.
No.
Time at the bar, please.
Anyway, that's a funny story. I thought I'd chip in.
Yeah. It certainly were. My chest is actually hurting now, if you want me to be honest.
Anyway. Anything else? Well,
I've been contacted by somebody wondering whether I can give a bit of a shout out for somebody that's doing something for charity.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So do you mind if I give them a shout out?
Absolutely.
Not at all.
So what we'll do, we'll share this on our socials. It's a Just Giving page. And it's a little boy called Ben. He's 8 years old. And he's decided he wants to raise some money for Martin House Hospice for children and young people. And he's decided that he's going to challenge himself and swim 3,000 metres in 30 days.
Wow.
Throughout the month of October.
That's good.
So he's raising money for children at Martin House, which is based in his village where he lives. So we will put that out. Well done, Ben.
Good luck, Ben. All the best.
So he's trying to raise £1,000 in total.
Ooh, okay.
It's currently sat at 145 quid.
Let's see what we can do with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll share that link on us socials, guys. Please support where you can. And well done, Ben. 8 years old. Thinking about other people. That's what I like. Love it.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Why the bloody hell not?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it gonna be?
Oh, just so excited. Oh. Come on. He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So nope to talk about from last week?
Nope.
Nope.
Spin the wheel?
Spin it.
Here we go.
Spin it.
Here we go.
What's it going to be? Come on.
Is it me?
Hey!
What is it?
Plot puzzle!
Five words. One answer.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
You can't handle the truth!
I'll be back.
Plot puzzle.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
So, plot puzzle, this is where I've put a name of a film into AI, and it's given me five words that describe the film. And you've got to try and guess it.
Okay. One woman.
I'm ready.
Seven small men.
It's more than five words. One woman, seven... Oh, it's not. Sorry.
Been practising.
That was very quick. Yeah.
He's been waiting for that.
Would that be a porn film? Or
that you could call it that. Shirt.
Anyway. So the five words are, you ready?
Yep.
Magic transport reveals hidden worlds.
Ooh.
So magic transport reveals hidden worlds.
Magic.
That could be a few films, I think.
So, would you like to have a guess? I won't tell you whether you're right or wrong, because I think our listeners can have a guess, but what we're thinking?
Magic transport.
Reveals hidden worlds.
Worlds, plural.
I don't think this is right, but it's the best I've got in the short space of time. Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Oh, come to me last.
Okay.
You see, I say it could be a few films, but I can't think of what films...
Can't
it
think
could
of
be.
One. Well, it could be loads!
It could be loads. I'll say... it's not this, but I'll say...
it's not Black Beauty.
I'll say... what's that Christmas film with a train?
Do you know that was the first thing that came into my head?
Magical.
Christmas Polar Express.
Polar Express. Yeah. It's not that, but
no,
that's a guess.
It won't be.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, you're welcome. First thing that came into my head were Mario with Pipe. Goes into his little pipes, but that's, you know, I know it's a film, but it's not very recent. Magic transport.
Oh,
the thing. What I was gonna go.
What
for,
about Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
Yes, it's got to be something like that, hasn't it? Because
It won't be that.
Yeah, no, because it's got magic.
Train's got magic.
My first
thanks.
Thought. My first thought was Wizard of Oz, but it's not magic.
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, Wizard of Oz.
It's catchy.
You know Wizard Roz? The Wizard of Rizan.
She lived next door to Sandra.
Yeah, Roz and Sandra. Yeah.
Back to the future.
But yeah, I think that's a good shout, that, Rob. I think you've just swayed me.
Are any of us right?
Well, I'm not going to say. I'm going to leave it to the listeners.
Okay. Yep, okay.
But get in touch if you want to have a guess on all of our socials.
Magic.
There we are then.
Magic.
Magic.
And on that note...
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, boys.
See you. Bye.
Bye. See you, boys.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Stay big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.